A few thoughts. The Nativity play began with those words, "This is a good news story." And it ended with the carol, "Come and join the celebration." Good news, celebration. So what is the good news that we celebrate? Well, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the special Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us. And this is good news of great joy, as the angels tell the shepherds. But the good news of Jesus' birth may be a joyful story, but it is not an easy story. This story includes pain and struggle, lots of difficulty. Our Mary and Joseph today, Jemima and Samuel, only had to walk to the back of church and back. But the real Mary and Joseph had a long, difficult journey when Mary was heavily pregnant. Those who've recently been pregnant, those who are pregnant, will appreciate just how difficult that would have been. Then when they get to Bethlehem, they find that there's no room in the inn. The special baby was born in poverty, in a manger, like a stable. And of course, the story doesn't end there. Jesus didn't stay a baby. He grew up, as all of us grow up. And if Jesus didn't have an easy birth, he certainly didn't have an easy life. I'm sure you noticed that our stable this morning was under the altar. Behind the crib, you can see the cross. So we're reminded not only of Jesus' birth, but also his death on the cross. We can't have one without the other. His birth and his death are all part of the same good news story. In Jesus, God comes into our human life and shares our joys and pains from birth to death. In Jesus, God is with us in everything. Not only in the good things, but in the midst of the pain and darkness and sin of our world and our own lives. Jesus even dies for us on the cross so that we might be forgiven and have new life in him. God is with us in everything, in life, in death, and beyond. So this is indeed a good news story of great joy. When the shepherds hear the good news from the angels, they hurry to Bethlehem to see this special baby. But the good news of great joy is not just for the shepherds and not just for Mary and Joseph. It's not just good news for people a long time ago. It's a message of joy for us today, and we too can join the celebration. And of course, it's not just for us here in church either. The joy that God is with us is for the whole world. Like the shepherds who went back home to their sheep and no doubt told their friends and neighbors all about what they'd seen and heard, we too have good news to share. This is a message of joy for all the world.